ऐसे
Now I have some chords on to the federal state of the matter. So I sent that a million. So. We'll start without this because it can hear it a lot better. Anything else lately?
Really?
Want to try some to the Wagon Adrenal League?
Is there anyone in touch with them?
I emailed the first link, and then I re-emailed the second one from Europe, from this computer, your email address.
Well, this doesn't matter because it was so what are we going to do? We don't see if there's an access to the one video. It's just, you know, both rabbis and idiots. We had bad news. Both rabbis. Both rabbis.
What's this guy's name?
This should be
Alaikum, can I hear it to film cut? No, we can't hear.
Oh, okay. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit late today.
Rabbi Tzvi just went to call the rest of the Ilam.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Where's the Ilam holding?
The Ilam was chazering. We're up to starting. Hey, the Ilam was chazering the past while.
Okay, good. So, but on this coming Sunday, we're starting. Hey, or
the Chara should be.
No, the Chara should prepare Mar Mekaymis for Hey for Sunday.
Maybe I'll ask him to see when it comes.
So he just missed a week, so we're probably going to want to do the dial-up there.
Yeah, maybe they may want a few more days, Chazar.
Let's see, when should we start? Well, that
was great.
So, not Sunday. Yeah. I mean, I can definitely use 3 more days for sure.
I think we should do another few days. Just they're very intense
sefer, sure,
and you just have to go over them again.
They sure are. It's an extremely difficult limit. The serious problem is murder. Murder slim. Okay, so today we're trying to go to just real halacha ma'aseh cases. And what the hardest part is that it takes a long time just to get the, you know, just the material itself without going into halacha ma'aseh. It just takes, you know, just a lot to learn. So it's, you know, and it happens to be most cases that come up are really after sifei. In double of it already. Saying, real halachal maistik cases, lots of cases that most of them are, you know, after ready to pay. So, but I put together a lot of different cases for from Bays and Gimel and Dalad. Okay, so should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. First story is like this.
20 more seconds.
No problem. I have no problem.
Go ahead.
Okay, fine. First story. Ruvain, he called the electrician. He scheduled an appointment with the electrician on a day in advance to come down the next day to do some work on his lights in his house. And unfortunately, well, he forgot about it. I mean, he made the appointment in the morning. Sunday morning, he calls him up. He says, Monday, can you please come down to my house and work on the lights? So he booked an appointment, okay. So the electrician writes him down, and he's ready Monday morning to come to him. And Reuven had totally forgotten that he had scheduled this electrician to come down. And he left town. He forgot. He had a bris over there on Monday morning in New York. He left Lakewood, went to New York. Now, the electrician's busy calling his house in Lakewood, calling the whole, you know, a couple of times in the morning until that's it, you know. He gives up. He realizes there's no work. And at the end of the day, they get in touch with each other. And now it's too late for him to work on the house. Now, the electrician is claiming that you amassed me a day's work. I had a lot of work to do at your house. The work that I was going to do was going to take most of the day. And I had other people who, you know, I could have scheduled, put in for that day. And since you were the one that you were first, I put you down. And because you left, so now I lost that day's work. I would like to pay for it. So Reuven says, "I hear. I'm really sorry for what took place, but I totally forgot. It was a complete accident. I know. It's true. Sunday morning, I spoke with you, but then it was such a hectic day And I even forgot I had a bris in New York on Monday morning. I just left, and I totally forgot about the whole thing. So the question is Reuven chayiv to pay this electrician? No, kepoil bottle. So, we have Siv Beis. Siv Beis says, is that even without Ascholos Melacha, even without Hochu, Shaitan Forish and Siv Beis, is that if they were able to, if Yochoyim Lascha Atzmom Emush, and now because he took them, this Balabais took them, wired them, so they were no longer able to, you know, they didn't hire themselves out by someone else, and now they had a day's worth of Hefsid, so you have to pay Kepoya Bottle. And the Sma says the Tzchayv Azin Degami, the Ksois is more on the Sma, that the Maya said the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go on Azin Degami, it goes on Zdava Avot. And so the Mekiyos also goes on Zdava Avot. And like we saw already, we had two days, right? There were 2 days in Gwais and Gwais.
What's an Afkamina, how you were in this case?
Good. So that I'm going to tell you. Right, exactly. That's what I'm coming to discuss. So now, so we have over here two things on the table. We have Shitz Toysis and the Rosh and Yechayv Medina de Garmi. And then you have the Shitz Ramban, the Raj, but Ran, the Mekki Yosef. They all go that the Chivas, Dov of. And it seems like it's a Machoik in the Poiskim Guf, how we passed it.
And the Ksois wants to Machoik in the whole thing.
Right. And the Ksois says, Garmi, it's not possible because of Chevis. And the Chevis, it's a Chevis, which is Shlomo Bokim Nezek, which he holds. Is not chayiv, according to Ramah. Only if it would be a real direct shevis, not right. Only if it would be Gami is only chayiv when it's direct, not when it's not in the form of shevis. Shlevim makim nezik. So the Ksois throws that out. Then the Ksois throws out dov avod also because he says the maram he brings down the maram that paskins that the din of dov avod doesn't exist. Koydim aschalos melacha. No din of the gemara of dov avod. He chayiv dov avod. That's achaschalos melacha. There is no din davav. So the Ksois throws out the whole din. And he says that if you have a maram, you can say kimulak maram. So, you know, according to the Ksois, you can't mechayv anybody over here, which the Ksois basically says. You can't mechayv. However, the tehilu adav in chashmish b'kof mem dalad, he's chayuk on the Ksois and he says it's poshit, that he doesn't understand how the Ksois will say this. That the Shita of Aram is a Yochid, it's a Das Yochid, Neged Kol HaRishonim, and you cannot say Kimli like the Shita of Aram, that's a Das Yochid. There's no, you can't say Kimli like a Das Yochid. And Aram is a Das Yochid, all the Rishonim are Chayuk on him, either because of Grammi or because of Dova Ovid, and you cannot say Kimli like the Ksois, when with the Dova. So I know Lachol Maisa, don't go with the Ksois. Lachol Maisa, you're definitely Chayiv. Now the question is, why are you Chayiv? So we have this Machoikis Rishonim. You're
is that a general rule across the board that we don't say Kimli like a Das Yachid?
Yeah. That's across the board.
We don't join the Ketais with him. In other words, the Ketais tells us to take sides with him, doesn't give it more weight?
I guess not, because the Mice and the Rishonim, he's still a Das Yachid. I mean, you're right. The Ketais, I don't know. Mice in the Velt was not in Skabal. The Ketais is definitely not in Skabal. And he says, usually when you have someone that wants to say Kimli, they usually try to prove that everyone else can really hold at least one or two other days, like that Das Yochid, to be able to make you be able to say Kimli. Like the what's the name? The Chikri Lev is very busy with that all the time. You know, you come and you learn up, the Shach does it all the time also. He says that, he takes a Das Yochid and says, you know, I'm going to prove you that all other Shanim are like that also. He goes, but that's usually the general rule. So Chayr, we don't say, we're not going to go with this Ksais. So then we pass Kinsid Beis. It says the Yichayev, and the question is why Yichayev? Yichayev Medina de Gami or Yichayev as Dava? So Reb Cyril Rosenberg in his Sefer. I'm telling you right now. So comes along Reb Cyril Rosenberg in his Sefer Dava Lamishpot in Simon Hay, and he says that this exact case that we spoke about will be an Afkamina with Toysis and the Ramban. If you go with that, the Chiv is Chiv Medina de Gami. So the Shach Paskins in Shimon and Simon Shin Pei Vov Sifkon Aleph, he comes out after tremendous Arichas, big Yush Machlekes, but he comes out that Dina de Gami is Chayiv only Alts Knas. It's not Chayiv Midino, it's not a real Mazik, it's only Chayiv Knas. So therefore, he Paskins that if a person is Gorim someone Hezik, Beoifen Gami, if it's done, Beshoigig is Potter. And And so therefore, according to the Tzois, and according to, I'm sorry, to the Tzois and the Rosh, this case, this exact case that we gave would be potter. Mashenken, if you go, according to the Ramban and his yeshiva over there, the Rashbo and the Ratlon, the Ram, the Yosef, you go according to those Rishonim, that the Chiva has Dava Avud. So Dava Avud, either it's like Honos Chachamim, like the Nesiva says, or it's Tamis Chayvis, that it's an understanding that they that the Poyim of Barabayas and the Shab themselves to each other, like the Chaznish learns, that's what Hascholos Melacha does. It creates a kinyan, which only for the form of, you know, either Dava Avod, Yodah HaTachtoina, for the Barabayas, or for the Poyim, and that's the understanding of what Hascholos Melacha does, but whatever it is, Dava Avod, however it is, either it's Kibul Zalzeh, or Sakonis Chachomim, Dava Avod is Dava Avod. So we don't go with the Tnoyim of Hilchas Garmi. So even if in Hilchas Garmi a potter, what Dava Avod is something by itself, and it's Poshit, then in these cases, this is considered a Dava Avod. And the Machayev themselves to each other. So according to Ramban, Mek Yosef and the Rashba, you'd be Machayev, and according to Tois and the Rashba, potter, and Zokta, Dava Lamishpot, that you could say Kimri, over here, this guy could say Kimri, that we pass him like Tois and the Rosh, and he would be potter. Kevin Boitz and Mabu.
We do Knossos today?
Well, Garmi is a knas that we do today. In other words, usually not done in a knosis, but Garmi, because it's Shriach, that's one of the shmuz and the shach, that Garmi is out knas, how we done it, this man is it. So the shach over there goes by Riches, and the Ramban also on that side that it's out knas. Ramban and Dina Garmi said on certain knosis that are Shricho, we even done this man is it also. So we're definitely done Dina Garmi is man is it. So basically, whoever's Mochsek, could say Kimberly, and that would be that law in this case. Next.
In your other case, in the other Chabura about the father that forgot to tell the tutor that his son doesn't have yeshiva that day, so
right.
Also you'd have the same kind of that he forgot. He forgot
right.
to tell.
Right, right. Well, I think we're handling that case if it was already Ascholos Melacha. There we were talking about they were Hochu. Those cases, there was already Ascholos Melacha, so the Chiv was Ascholos Melacha Ovid Kenyan, so that was the Eschai V'Zerazeh. And the question only over there was whether that Ascholos Melacha was enough, considered a good enough of Ascholos Melacha to create that Kenyan, because it was done through a Shliach. And that was the discussion, if Ascholos Melacha...
In this case, the electrician didn't go to the guy's house?
Right, right. That's what I said, I was very careful. I said he called home. He called in the morning. He called in the morning. He was making phone calls before he came down. He didn't want to waste his time. He made phone calls to see if the guy's coming down. Now I don't know. You might want to say that making phone calls itself could be Ascholos Melacha. I don't know. Whatever. Yesh. Whatever. Yesh Lion is that. Much by car services. If you call a car service and the car service, you know, inside the office there, and they arrange a car, you know, that might be considered Ascholos Melacha also. Very possibly. So you want to say that maybe here also that's considered as chalos melacha, possibly. I'm not sure. But I want to steer away from that. I'm trying to bring out the nafkamina between the toises in this case. Oh, yeah. Okay, now next case. A playgroup. So you had... Well,
we just want to clarify one point. Even
yeah.
What was the camera like? What? Hold on.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Does it, even if there was a Haskalas Malacha, we would still say the Kimli, correct? Meaning it wouldn't.
No. That's not saying no. That's she was Meyer that had there been Ascholos Melacha already, so then the Eschaivis is not Al Gami. Then the Eschaivis of the Balabos to pay the Schai of the Poyel is because Ascholos Melacha makes a Kenyan. And once it's a Kenyan, you're Chayiv across the board. You're Chayiv unless you find whatever. Unless, I mean, in this case, no replacement. Yeah, once there's a king, it's a king. It's Chayiv is Chorin. We only pay the Poyel bottle. So I'm going bedafkin a case where there's no Ascholos Melacha. We're only dealing with when it was a shy of Garmi or Dova Ovid. So that's when it would make a difference whether it was B'Shegig or not. No, good? Make sense?
if let's say the guy, I just want to understand.
They call you five times.
What's that? Give you a massive time. No, but that morning, calling him and arranging. Because I'm a caterer and I sell food, and part of my price is that I have to waste an hour of my life on the phone with you. And when I had a customer who wasted 3, 4, 5 hours of my life and then canceled the job on me, I lost 5 hours of my life for this guy. He wouldn't, and he didn't compensate me.
That's a schos melachim. That's a schos melachim.
The phone calls included. If the guy went to Home Depot to buy materials, that's called a schos melachim?
Very possibly. That's a machlekes, happens to be. Machlekes between the different Malkiel and the Levush Mordechem. So Machlekes between Levush Mordechem and Malkiel. If a guy buys supplies, if that's considered a scholar's Malacha or not. Because, you know, he needs the supplies in order to do work. He needs it for himself. So it's true, he's getting himself ready to be able to do the Malacha, but he's not doing that really for the Barabbas. He's doing that because and he needs to do work. So in order to do the work, he's got to get the supplies. So then you could hear both ways. Maybe it's not, you don't look at it that as a preparation for work. You know, in other words, haschos melacha means you have to look at it as he's already working for the Baal HaBos. So I don't know if you could say, you know, obviously if you're coming to work by me, you got to have the supplies. So if you're going to buy supplies, so that's on your own head. That's not nothing to do with me. You can't come to work without supplies. So it's very mistaken. At the end of the day, it's a machlekes. I don't even be able to consider that a chos melacha.
Sometimes it's the actual product. Like if you went and bought the mixing machine versus going and buying the food, like if from England actually bought the food
that he's going to be selling to the person, even that would be a machlekes. So that you're for sure only buying that for the client, for the customer.
Well, that may be a different, there's going to be a different discussion then, because if I'm only buying this for the customer, I myself don't need it and I can't return it or something like that, that may be a different, that might be regular garmi, straightforward garmi. If I tell you that's going to, we're going to have that in our simi, rather than sifches. Sifches is going to be the discussion of, if it's for your case of a catering business, of sifches. That's coming up. Sifches is that, so in other words, when you do something, I ask you, I put it
no, in the case. In the case of Simchas, the guy actually did it. Right. The guy actually, I cooked the food. I had a guy.
Right.
He told me to deliver it. I said, I don't deliver. He held that that was considered that he canceled. So I told him to learn Shalom and Gimel Simchas. He decided to talk about it. Yeah, anyway.
I hear. So, but okay, so if you're buying supplies also, for me to buy supplies is a hefsid, let's say where I can return them. So that would be Garmi also.
No, not a hefsid, just in terms of Eschalas Malacha, that here you can't argue that I needed the supplies. I mean, I didn't need them. I only bought them for you to make your food.
No, but you could argue, because the Malacha that you're doing for me is making the food. It happens to be a catering business. It's not really, I don't know if it's even a serious play.
Catering you're paying for the food also. No, you're also paying for the food.
Right, a catering business is probably not a serious problem at all. It's catering business is just it's a sale. It's a mekichomemka.
Yeah,
you're not a player. You're not a player at all. You're selling the product. Now you tell me to make something. Maybe chayav zina the garmi by itself. But again, in your case where I send you to buy supplies, again, if you're looking at it as a serious problem, so then in order for me to work, I have to have the material. I have to have the ingredients, whatever it is. So that's what the worker himself has to do. That's not for the balabais. That's not Melech's balabais. He needs that for himself. So then again, it won't be considered as chalas malacha.
Can you define what you mean when you say he needs it for himself? What does that mean?
He's buying himself.
To use it for this particular customer. Are you still saying buying it for himself?
It's true. He needs it for this particular customer. He needs it for this customer, but he needs it for himself to work. In other words, I'm hiring you to work. You didn't start working yet. One of the things you have to have, the same way, you know, you have to come with your truck, right? That's not, you have to come with supplies. You have, whatever you have to.
I was saying that even the paint, he's saying, you didn't do that for me. You need the paint so that you can paint the wall. I hired you to paint the wall. Usually, that's the svar that the Rav that is saying.
What about hot water tank? Hot water tank. He doesn't have a sock. Shine one for you.
Shine. If the guys, does it make a difference if the guy bills you in the there's a line item in the contract that he charges you for paint and another item for labor, and then he went to buy the paint for you? That's called a false water.
No. No, also not, because there's two separate things going on there. But that itself is a big shayla. You know, when you have something that is a mix of schiris poyim together with a mecher, that's a big shayla how to look at it. Is the whole thing one big schiris poyim, or it's two separate things? It's two separate things going on. There's one thing is a schiris poyim. I'm working for you. I'm a painter, and I'm happy to also be selling you paint. Like you hire a plumber. You're buying the boiler. You're buying that hot water heater by yourself. That has nothing to do with me. You're paying for it, and I'm coming to install it. So there's two separate things. So this guy, he's selling him. Even if I go ahead and bring it, I'm selling it to you. I buy it myself in Home Depot. I'm the plumber, and then I sell it back to you. So then there's two separate things going on. So if I go buy that heater, I don't know if that would be askolas malacha either. Because, again, that's not part of the job. I'm buying it to sell it to you, but that's just a sale. The malacha is only when I come down to work to hook up the heater. That's where my schloss malacha is. So it's maybe when I start coming to do the work. That's the schloss malacha. But
you're not buying it to sell it to me because you're not marking it up. Like the case where you have a painter, he's factoring it into his labor. Is, do you want me to pick up all the materials? You get a very different price from a contractor when you have the materials waiting there, when he has to pick them up. Even if he uses your credit card to buy them, he's still going to buy them.
They want to buy it. They always ask before, are you giving materials or do you want me to go pick them up? If he picks them up, he factors it into his price of the lot, and that's for sure is called a lot, correct? If he's going to factor it into his price and charge him a different price when he has to go pick them himself.
So you're saying that we're asking, if I hear correct, you're saying that since he's charging the regular price, he's not marking it up, so it's not like a sale?
Yeah, he puts it on my credit card. The case, it really just happened.
We assume all the guys can go and pick up the stuff. We did it on, obviously, like someone, we factored into his price.
I hear.
Going back and forth, and they take my credit card. But he's working for me. It wasn't like he's setting up, like he asked me. And I said, yeah, I don't want to go back to the depot. I don't want my people to go back to the depot.
I hear. So if part of his job is to bring up water, hot water heater, then I hear. Then it would be Aschol Smolacha. If his job is to go bring it, that's part of his job. Then I don't know. Why wouldn't he charge for it? I mean, the truth is he is charging for it. The truth is, the real truth is he is charging for picking it up. Inside its price, he's definitely charging for picking it up. And you're right. Then it's part of Aschalas Malachim. Then it would be Aschalas Malachim. Because there's no way you get in the way. He's not going down to own people for free. It's definitely, you don't see the charge, but it goes into the regular charge of work. And it goes into that. And then I hear there will be a schol smolachim.
So it comes out the fact that who's paying for it. Is it him? That would be considered he's doing his own stuff. Or I'm paying for it and he's obviously being my stock.
It's obviously probably being charged for. That's what will come out. Depends whose credit card he's using. He's in my card, he's my stock. I'm schlepping it for me. If he's using his card, he's buying his own material.
He's going to mark up. Yeah, he's probably going
to
mark up.
I may go mark it up or he won't, but no matter what, it's a sale to me, whether he's making money on sale or not. We're
looking
through that separate because
right. Well, I hear the chiluk that you're making. It's very mistaken what you're saying. Usually, the way it works with these plumbers, the way over here at least, is that they don't buy with your card. Usually, they're the ones that bring it. They do everything. It's not done with your card. Usually, they come with their supplies, and then you know that it's not. But it's true. Had the guy, you know, be purchased with your card, and then the guy did you a favor, then you know, obviously, it's part of the regular. Scary playing. Okay, so let's move on to the next shiloh. The next shiloh is regarding the playgroup. So you have playgroups. We know the way playgroups work is that in the year before is where you sign up. This is my simchol yom over here in Lakewood, playgroup situation. So you have a playgroup. The way it works is that in the year before you start signing up for the coming year. So now you have parents that signed up in a playgroup more towards the end of the enrollment of the year.
It was like the end of September.
Right. No. September already, the year starts. You start already in December, January. You start already applying for the coming year. The play group start way before you start.
Oh.
So I don't know exactly what this man is now. This is whatever. There's different types of play groups. So you just have this daycare, but I don't know things there. So I don't use these regular play groups. But yeah, so with this case is where the guy he's enrolled this kid in more towards the end of the enrollment season to this play group. And more towards the end. So now, you know, then they decided to pull out, whatever the reason was. And the question is, so there was no Ascholas Melacha yet. Well, there was a commitment, and they were written down. There was no signing. There was no signing of papers. There was no commitments, nothing. All there was they wrote down their parents for their kid for the year. And then, like, pretty much right after, they pulled out. So
did it pay anything? Did they have to pay any money down?
Not yet.
No down payment. I'm going to get the down payment soon. If there will be a down payment, to get there soon. So we're going to get there 1 second. So let's hear it was nothing doing. All they did was she called up. She said, can I please enroll my child in your playgroup? And she said, no problem. Of course, in the playgroup, no problem. And she was full. This was the last slot. And she took the slot. Great. The mother was very happy. She filled up. About a couple, you know, a week or two later, they found a better place and whatever it is, something that better that they wanted, and they took their child out. So comes along, the mother says, you were mafsid me because I could have filled up the slot if you have not taken it. So you caused me a hafsid. So the parent said, I did not cause you a hafsid at all. There was no hafsid. And what do you mean there's no hafsid? He said, what do you mean? It was at the end of the season. It was then. There was no one else. That was it. We're done. The season of enrollment was over. Prove to me that I held back a slot from you. I was mafsid you a slot. Prove that to me. So what's going to be that halacha in this case? So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Siv Beis that what's this case? We said that if the poyim were able to be on Nesharim Emish and you were mafsid them, so then Yichai Vida Azdav over the din again. Zok Aruch HaShulchan. The poilim are saying we had other work. The poilim have to bring the raya. So that means what the Aruch HaShulchan's paskening is that we say I'm a mitzvah of a raya, which makes a lot of sense. You want to tell me that I caused you a loss? Go prove it. Mitzvah of a raya. As they paskin the Aruch HaShulchan. However, Zok Davil, Rabbi Cyril Rosenberg says the same thing over here. He says, however, we'll carry that only shtim if you go that the Yisoy Achiv is Medina de Grammy. So the Shaila is a Shaila if I was a Mazik or not. Was I a Mazik? Am I a Mazik? So if we have a suffix, if a person's Mazik or not, I'm a Tzulel Varayah. However, if the Yisoy Achiv is out Dova Avod is that the understanding either Sakonis Chachomim again, or it's that's the understanding that between the poyim and the balabayis that they meet and mechayv themselves to each other, whatever it is, that that if b'mokim there's a dova avud, so even if it's a shaky situation, it's not clear. So then maybe you'd be chayv. Now, 1 second, I want to back this up for a minute. Yeah.
Why is there not taraymit? There's mechus ramon and taraymit.
No. Oh, so there should be mechus ramon to back out from that, right? Well, it could be. There would be. But let's say it was a good case. Let's say it was a case of Chaitara. Moshe, let's say they found a better playgroup that they wanted to enroll their child in. Until now, these parents were at the end of the season. Remember, they were at the end of the season. They had no choice to enroll their child into this playgroup. Then there was an opening in the better playgroup, closer to their home, closer to their work, or a better motor, whatever it was, something that they were looking for until now, something which would be considered Chaitara because it wasn't available to them at that time. And so now they want to pull out. So they have the rights to pull out. So let's say they would not be Tarmis and Mechus Ramon. Now the question only here is there Hefsi? So the Aruch HaShulchan saying that if you say Nechiv is out to Mazik, see a potter. However, there is a Ritva. The Ritva is going
on. What does Aruch HaShulchan say?
Aruch HaShulchan says is that the one, the Poyalim that are claiming that the Balabayas was Mafsid and the work that they could have hired themselves out to, right? Is the din is on them? Well, have you right? Prove to me that I caused you a loss. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. So what basically, when you say the words of Metzel Lev Arayu, what does that mean? That obviously means is that prove to me that I'm a mazik, which makes sense. If you say the chiv is out garmi, so then okay, Metzel Lev Arayu. However, before I get to the other side, I want to prove it for a minute. The Ritva says in the opposite case, Ritva is going where the Dava Avu was by the Balabais, the Moshe, where the Balabais hired Poyelim to do work in the Dava Avu. Let's say Pishtin was in the Mishra, and he hired Poyelim to take them out, right? And then the Poyelim were Choyzer. And they were Choyzer, so it's considered a Dava Avu. So the Gemara says, so it's also going to be Choyzer. And if they're Choyzer, it's Seichel and the Matan, right? Now, what happens if this poilim available to take the Mishnah out of the Mishnah? So that loch is then the poilim are potter, right? They can tell the Barabbas, go to find other poilim. What now? Who has to prove if this poilim or not? So the Ritva says the Anayim Bovim Beis Ramaschal. I'm going to say, he says that if the poilim, if it's a dover or avud, right? So then the poilim want to pattern themselves. So then the poilim have to prove. It's on the chiv of the poilim to prove that it's not a dov avod. The situation here is it's a dov avod. That's the situation. By you backing out from taking my pishon out of the mishra, I'm going to have a loss. No, you want to tell me there's no loss. I don't see any loss here because there's other poilim. So go prove there's other poilim. So what do I see from this Ritva? I see from this Ritva that he's understanding. When the yisoid chiv is as dov avod, then we look at everything the opposite way. This situation of you backing out from me, so in our case also, you backing out from this play group, this is a dov avod for me. I had you here, and this is definitely a dov avod. You want to go say, it's not a dov avod. You couldn't have gotten anything at all anyways. So you want to say that the situation is not a dov avod when the pastures of the situation that it is a dov avod, then it's a lechel avod, right?
Isn't it? It's not completely comparable. It's clearly
it's
not.
So it's right. It's not a perfect game. It's true. It's not really a perfect dinyan.
Over there, it's muchzak a hefset. Over here, it's not muchzak a hefset. Here, it's mamash 50-50. Or whatever. Right. Here, right. I don't know.
It's not a perfect dinyan. It's not a perfect dinyan. Yeah. It's
okay,
true.
So the Ritva's talk about a case of Mishra where the situation, the way it seems, is davar ha'avad. But right. If there could be workers, it wouldn't be called a davar ha'avad.
Right.
Workers claim that there are other workers and it's not a dover. They're claiming against the standard and therefore I'll lay hand on Havi Rod.
Well, but one second. We don't really know. Sometimes they can't just go claiming against the standard. We have to establish that it's a dover. What makes it a dover here? The fact that the Mishra might be stalking the Pishra might be stalking the Mishra, right? But one second. If there are other poilim out there, then you have not. You, it's not right for you to say that the Pishtun and the Mishra is a Dov Avod. One second, there are the players. So go establish that it's a Dov Avod. Make a taser.
What? That we first need to establish the Dov Avod.
Yeah.
I'm a little. Other. Is there a short argument to Ritva?
Well, it would seem like it would seem so, but I don't want to say that because you know. I don't know. With Aruch HaShulchan, rather goes that the Chiv as Dina de Grami, he brings down the Sma. That's what I'm saying. Not only is the Machlokes Rishonim, it's even the Machlokes Rapoiskim. The Sma goes as Dina de Grami, Kveg asks on him, what do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch says Dov Avod, right? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Sma, goes also as Dina de Grami. I don't know how, you know, they don't speak out, Lehedia, they're coming to say, not Dov Avod, only as Grami. I don't know. But
the principle itself, that what the situation is, that you have to be able to prove, you the Moitzi, the person who wants to be Moitzi Mammon, he has to prove that this matzav is davar avod.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying.
Can they agree on that?
No. So that's what I'm saying is the opposite. That's exactly what I'm saying. So if Cyril Rosman wants to say like this chil, if we're going to Azgar Miyaz Mazik, so then the situation's like this. Then you have to say like this. You know, you want to prove I'm a Mazik. So then you have to prove that there's a hezek here. I'll say there's no hezek. But Mashiach, when it comes to dov avod, it's the opposite. If what you're doing right now is a hefsek, so let's say the poilim backing out from the mishra, right? Right now, there is a hefsek. Now, you could say there's no hefsek by saying there are other poilim. So then that means, that means it seems, and the Ritva doesn't say that. So it seems like, what do you say? You say when we see a loss, when we see you're doing something that really is going to be a loss, what you're doing now is going to cause a loss, then we say it's a davar. And if you want it not to be a davar, you got to prove it. So then in our case also, we could say very similar. You pulling out of the playgroup, there's a loss to me. Now you want to say, one second, there's no loss to you. Because maybe you would have never gotten someone anyways, right? That's what I'm saying. It's not the Dimian, it's the opposite case. One's by the Balabais and one's by the Playland. But you say it is like this. We don't have an established Dovah because we have a Suffolk. We have a Suffolk, but in our case, whether she would have gotten a different kid. And we have a Suffolk in the Playland's case, maybe there are other Playland. So there's no established Dovah of them. But one thing is established. That by what you're doing is you're causing a loss. You're doing something.
It's arbitrary to say at what point and how many kids are still available without playgroups. That if there still are kids, very hard thing to prove for you to say a person pulling out of a playgroup is like Pishtun in the Mishra. Pishtun in the Mishra is going to get ruined.
No. I know, but I had you here, so I had the schus to have. I already had you signed up by me, right? So if I had you signed up by me, you are a vada tuition from me. So by backing out, now I'm losing your tuition. That's where the loss is. I'm not saying the loss is from another kid.
That's not davar avod.
The loss over here is the loss over here is that I'm losing your money. Now you could say that it's not a loss because who said you would have gotten my money anyways? Who says you would have gotten a tuition anyways? You know, I didn't take away your slot.
Oh, this
I didn't take like it. You wouldn't get something anyways. So in other words,
you explain to me the smart that you're saying now. What's it mean? Let's analyze what you're saying now. You're saying you pulling out of this place is a loss. It may not be a davar ha'avod loss. Maybe it's just the love. So who said everybody is rebbe? Every pile that walks out is not davar ha'avod.
He is my
own. Right. I'm just saying. You're right. I'm just saying like.
Didn't have my money before. You don't have my money now.
I'm a little confused with the direction that you're going here with this Aruch HaShulchan and this and Rabbi Rosenberg.
I don't think he even brings the Ritva. I wanted to bring out this from the Ritva that you see. I'm just bringing a little smichas to it from the Ritva, but he's just trying to point out when it comes to Dova Avod like this. When it comes to Dova Avod. It may be that since it's a Takanas Chacham, like the Nesiva says, right? So it could be that the Chacham is Masakin, and when you're doing something that the Pashtus is, it may be a Dova Avod, I may not have to prove it. That's the Nikud that he's trying to say. When it comes to Mazik, by bringing in the Ritva, I messed things up because I was trying. The Ritva once as a Smichas, just one second. His far is like this. When it comes to Mazik, so then the Vardy is that. You have to establish I'm a mazik. Done. When it comes to Dava Avod, it may be that when the Chacham Masakin is din of Dava Avod, it may not be that the Masakin in the Oisin where you have to establish borrow that it's a Dava Avod. If the situation Be'etzim seems to be a Dava Avod, even though I can't prove it 100%, then that may still be considered a Dava Avod. That's the svar that he's saying. Now you can take it or leave it. It may really make sense.
In this case of daycare, it would be the complete parallel case would be if there's a slot that's open, there's another kid who wants the slot. She says you can have it today. I said okay, I'm in, and then right. They away, and then she lost.
Yeah, that would be for sure. Though. That would be for sure, though. Yeah, that's the regular davar. Right. He was saying here machlekes was what would I have gotten other kids or not? But more towards the end of the season. I'm just saying, it was more the end of the season.
It's difficult to even apply that this should be done.
What?
It's misupic whether there would even be an evade.
No.
By the workers, there's vade and evade. The question is, can they fix it? Over here, it's not whether I can fix the evade. Was there ever b'chal somebody who's going to take the spot? It might not even have been. It might be mamish doimet in the cases of Rabban.
But
did he end up finding a kid for the playgroup? I'm sure she did. She came to
date. It's not the gay. I love my son the gay anyways. So I'm just going to right. It's not going to do it. Whatever. It's also. It's only a tzad. All right. It's only a tzad. I'm throwing out a tzad. Just throwing out a tzad.
Why is it a mitzvah of a raya?
It is a mitzvah of a raya. Well, mice is a mitzvah of a raya.
It's more.
Why is it a mitzvah of a raya?
No, because we don't know who we're passing like. First of all, we don't know if the svar is emes. Like you yourself, Atani. You don't like the svar, right?
Right.
If you don't like the svar, you can't be mitzvah moment, right? If I like the svar, you don't like the svar, it can't be mitzvah moment. So for that itself.
What's can you explain this again? What is the perspective on this case of the plague? Are you a mazik or both or neither?
Well, the general question is like this: when you're dealing with the dovah avod, do you need a proof that it's 100% of the? Let's put it as a general question, okay? When we're dealing with the chiv of dovah avod, the question is like this: is it the same way as like dinim mazik that in order to be mechayev someone else a mazik? We have to prove 100% that he's a mazik. Otherwise, he said, no, it's a love, right? Or no, the din of Dov Avod doesn't work that way. The din of Dov Avod is that when you have something that the pashtus is, that it's a Dov Avod, whatever that situation may be, right? Whatever that situation would be, like if it's a tufa where pashtus, you should be able to get other kids. But can I prove 100% you were going to get kids? Can I prove that? Do I know Bora you were going to be able to get a kid? Do I have to prove that you for sure, like your case was, like what you said, where I had another kid lined up and I turned him down. Do you need that to have Dov Avod? Well, no. Or you assume that since the pashtus, I would have found another kid, right? Then therefore it's considered a Dov Avod. That's what the question is. Question is, what do you need for Dov Avod? Does Dov Avod have to be a Vaday Boradik Dov Avod, like Mazik, or no? Dov Avod is that when you have a situation where the pashtus is that you were mavsed me a slat, do I need to prove that? Does it need to be 100% or no? So that's where he's saying that Dov Avod does not follow the same gidrim as mazik. Dov Avod is if the pashtus is, it's a situation of Dov Avod, then we assume it's a Dov Avod and you cannot back out. And if you back out, you can't. We don't find anywhere that you need to prove. And that's why I'm showing you from the Ritval. I'm showing you from the Ritval, this Nekudah, that you then not have to prove that it was Vaday Adav Avod. In the Ritval, we see that the Poelim, that if the Balabayas says it's Adav Avod to me, the Balabayas does not have to prove that there are no Poelim. That's what you see from the Ritval. Okay? I'm putting it in that way. Yeah? Yeah, for sure. For sure, you'll say Kimberly and its partner. But that's what the shayla is. That's the shayla that he discusses. Does the din of Dov Avod follow the Gidrei Mazik? Make sense?
Yeah, I hear the perspective.
Yeah, that's the shayla. And now you hear the smichas from the Ritval, right? Because yeah. In the case of the Ritval, the Baal Bayis did not have to establish that it was a Dov Avod. He didn't have to go out there and prove that there were no poilim to take his pishon out of the Mishnah, right? That is what the shayla was. I'm sorry, I didn't say it over so clearly in the beginning. Okay.
Oh, very good. Very mishmak. Mishmak is fun. Okay.
Okay, next shayla. Next shy will be like this. All right, maybe we can skip this one. All right, the shy.
You don't have to tell us to stop it, just tell us the shy.
Okay, the shy is like this. Shy would be like this. This is a story where a guy hired an electrician. And this electrician was a. We'll tell the story like this. This electrician was a shtickle, whatever, so called, let's call him up. So, not a yitzchak shtickle. And he didn't really have, you know, he didn't really get much malacha. And this person hired him. You know, he does cheap work, so it's beneficial to use him. But his work isn't always that great. You know, when they put some fixtures, you know, he puts them up a little bit crooked, whatever the situation is. And, you know, he decided he's going to do a chesed and hire this guy. And he hired him. And then he was talking to someone else that night that told him that, you know, he said, yeah, I'm using this person. He said, ah, you better not use him. I'm telling you, you can't use him. He's a tremendous, he's going to mess you up. You're going to have to pay a lot more money afterwards. You're going to have the whole thing redone. So he called him up the next morning to cancel on him. So the guy said, one second, how can you cancel on me? You mavata from Mimalocha. I turned down a job yesterday for your thing. So he says, really? Don't have taiva. You know nobody. Once the fight, you know, starts, so then, you know, you have to understand something. You know that you don't really have. When was the last time you had a job? Understand, I'm doing a chesed for you, whatever. Yeah, I guess, you know, you say it in a nicer way, but there's no way. I mean, I just cannot believe that you had a job that you turned down yesterday. So the Shaila is, so what do we have here? We have a Bori and a Shemu. The Poel is timing Bori 100% that you were mafsid me. He comes and says, I'm telling you, someone called me, you were mafsid me. And the Barabbas says, listen, it doesn't make sense to me. Namastavra. So generally, when it comes to Bori v'shemo, the halacha is Bori v'shemo. So if there's no cheskes chiyev, right? It's not like from a halvah. By halvah, Bori v'shemo, we always say Bori is odif. When there's a cheskes chiyev, if I borrowed money, and it's a suffix if I paid back, so we say Bori v'shemo, Bori odif. But if it wasn't from halvah, let's say the shayla was, if I ever lent you money, question, did I ever borrow money from you? I don't know if I borrowed money from you. And you say you did lend me money. So then it's called any day in Ischayavti. Any in Ischayavti, the loch is Bori v'shem Bori lavodit. However, there's a chiv lot tzidei shemai. So the shayla is, in this case, would it be a chiv lot tzidei shemai? So the answer is there would not be. And the reason is because when is the chiv lot tzidei shemai by Bori v'shem by any day in Ischayavti, that's when it's a shema gerua. When he has a shema gerua, his shema is, you know, something that he should have known, and you know, and he's a shema. He really should know. He should have really known what's going on. But over here, it's a very, very good shema toiv, because the pashtus is that this guy, first of all, he doesn't have to know what's going on by anybody, and the pashtus is, in this case, this guy wasn't finding a job. So, you know, it's a very, very good shema. So there would be no chiv lots de shemaim over here.
Because the
bari
is also a
bari
gerua, or
I don't care about that. No, the bari is a bari toy. Oh, you mean because he doesn't know about it? He has no idea. It could be, yeah, it's true. It could be this is not even considered a bari toy because he knows the guy doesn't know anything.
Right.
Bari, yeah. If in order to have a bari toy, you have to know that has to be a tzai. You know that I'm not lying. But here, it's true. It's even a bari. It's not even a bari toy. Okay, one second.
Very good smell.
There are more questions like this, but I'm going to move on to a different topic already. Okay, we want to move into maybe, I'm going to have to skip a lot, but could I probably to get into Siv Gimel already a little bit, no? Let's just talk about this a little bit for a minute. Want to go through... Okay, well, let's just is a down payment considered a kenyan? So the answer is down payment is not considered a kenyan. The Piskei Tshuva brings down the Siman Reish Zayin. So going to Gimel, he brings down Tshuvas Mayim Chaim that paskins that a deposit is not considered Tchilas Peroyin. It's only given B'Teres Knas that if you back out, it's an incentive not to be able to back out, but it's not given B'Teres Kenyan Kesef. Maybe he would be able to be choizer from that. And he'd be able to be choyzer from the Skiras Poilim, and that wouldn't be an issue. However, the shaila now would be, is the moral allowed to keep the deposit? Is that considered asmacht or not? So the same place the Shuva brings down, that it's not, it's a machlik, if it's an asmacht. However, the Negev Luda Paskins, they're allowed to keep a deposit. You could say Kimberly, like the Shittas Rambam, that you're allowed to keep a deposit. Okay, now the question is, what happens if a guy pays for the first month? The guy pays for the first month of the playgroup, so now you really have a Kenyan Kesef. So what is that Kenyan Kesef for? Is that Kenyan Kesef directed at the entire year? Or you say that that Kenyan Kesef is only considered a Kenyan Kesef for that month? In other words, what's the parent doing? What's he doing there? What's the shayla? The shayla is like this. The shayla is that if a person gives a person wants to buy a lot of different fields and he gives Kenyan Kesef, he has to give just mixed Kesef. It could be a Kenyan for everything. However, if it specifies the Kenyan Kesef for a specific field, now obviously the Kenyan's only on that field. So what would be in a case where a guy gives specifically the deposit, first month's tuition? Do we say that that blabs a Kenyan on the entire year? And the answer is yes, because first of all, the way the tuition works, even though this may be questionable, the way the tuition works in player groups is even, if you notice, every month is exactly the same. Now, every month, the work isn't really the same. During Yom Tovim season or vacation season, the mower is not working as much, and that became the price is the same. So basically, what it comes out to be is that the tuition is a full year's tuition, and they rather divide it up to feed the months. So now it comes out that when the parent gives the first month's tuition, it's not specific for that month. It has nothing to do with the month. It ends up being, the parent is giving the money towards some money, mixes kesef, towards the tuition of the whole year. And also, the mower is not interested in something. And so the mower is not interested in making the Kenyan kesef for one month. You know what I'm saying? It's obviously understood that, you know, that if I'm being mekabel kesef from you, you know, I'm not accepting any Kenyan bechlal. Well, I guess that could be the suffix, and so therefore say there's no Kenyan. The parent may be only meant to give for the first month, and the more is interested in taking, and they may all say there's no Kenyan kesef at all. But the truth is that the kesef is going towards the whole year. This may be different by.
And therefore, if the person backs out, he has to pay schar batala for the whole year.
So they'll be chayav schar batala for the whole year. Now,
how much is schar batala?
She's working anyway.
Listen, the scene is no, but she has one less kid. One less kid makes a big difference.
Yeah, right. In a playgroup, it's a very big.
Ever had that one of your kids wasn't home doing something? It says 50%.
The Taz says 50%. But I don't know if we go like that. Whatever. If you want, I'll send you later. There's a lot of. It's not across the board. That Taz. The place can don't use it. Use it in a general way. We don't know what it is. So you'll say you go with Chatzi. But in the case where it's a very significant difference, and it's a real star potato, then obviously it's going to be more. It's going to be you don't go with half. You don't go across the board with half. Okay. Now the question is, who's Achroi? Okay, who's Achroi?
Hey, question. In this case where they back out, who do we paskin like? Is there an achrayus for the teacher to take on another student if there's one available, or can she say another schar batala, the bach?
Okay, good. So the answer is definitely they can for that, like it's mefurish, that if you can find a mefurish and sivbeis, that's saivas aschalas mocha, and obviously for the king also, even before aschalas mocha, if you could find a replacement, she mechuyev to take a replacement. Now the question is, who is mechuyev to find this replacement? So it's mefurish and ritva.
It's mefurish that the bach said you don't need to take. It's up to the. So we don't pass on the bach. The shach.
Right. The shach throws out the bach, and even all the other achrayim, they try to answer the bach in different ways with what the bach was talking about. Yeah, but definitely the mechuyev to take the replacement. Now the question is, who is achrayim to find the replacement? So it's mefurish from that ritva that we just spoke over before. The Ritva says there that the Ritva over there says that when it was a Shai of Dova Avud, the Ritva said there that the Balabos could say, the Balabos is saying, I hear I have a Dova Avud, and go prove to me that there are poilim. So it's mefurish that all I have to do is prove that there's poilim. Once I prove this poilim, that's enough. I don't have to go find you the poilim. If it's established, if there's no machlokes, if we could find replacements, if I could establish there are replacements, then it's the job of the mower to find the replacement. That's a chayr mevor from the Ritva, and asoy is mefurish in the Chazanish and Baba Kama Chof Gimel. In the end of Sifkot and Chof Ches, he also says clearly that if the job is on the poil to to find the replacement. If it's established that there is a replacement, the job is on the
Balabai. And the Balabai is trying to replace us. If he's going to Balabai, he's trying to replace us.
Well, in our case, it's the player. In our yeah. case, it's the player. In our case, with the Moritz, and the Moritz, the job on the Moritz to find the replacement. Now, if the replacement is only findable through advertising again in the different papers, so then obviously that itself a dove of it. You know, advertising costs money. I don't have to go now advertise again. I already advertised and I already got somebody. You're backing out. You have to put in a replacement. So it's a lecha to pay though. It would be the parents' chiyuv to pay for the advertising. Now what happens if? Okay, now what happens if the parent doesn't pay for advertising? Could the Moritz stick her feet in the ground and say, you know what, you're not paying, I'm not looking, and you're achroy for the year. So I got the soul and I think it's safer to passing that the parents are achroy for the year. I don't know if I agree. I didn't have enough time to think it through or not. You know, it may be a dove ovid. You know, I guess what he's saying is it's a dove ovid. I'm not machiv to do. If you're going to tell me that you're going to pay for it, you want me to lay out the money, fine. I don't have to go do something to cause myself a loss. So if I don't have to do it, so then, you know, it's up to you. You want to advertise? So advertise. If not, I'm not doing it. I'm not spending a penny. And if there's not going to be a replacement, so goodbye. You know, you'll be achroy for the year. The other side to say is that, what do you mean? There's a replacement here. There's no dove over here. There's a replacement. There's no hefsid. The facts of life is no hefsid. So where is there a hefsid? The hefsid is on then to advertising. So maybe I owe you advertising, but it doesn't give you a right not to find it. Neither gisa, but I'm not mechuyev to do it. You know. So I hear what he's saying, but I'm not 100% on this.
What about davar avod by tircha that I don't have to pay a company to put in a newspaper, but I have to spend an hour and a half putting in all the WhatsApp groups and
Yeah, that's not davar avod. When we get to davar avod, we're gonna discuss more what's the gedarim of davar avod. But it would seem like that, you know, stam tircha by itself is not davar avod. It has to be a momentistic loss. You need a moment now. There is other, obviously, but ferum chaum lekalo whatever. For the mayor, those cases doesn't. It's not davar avod. It's not restricted to money, obviously. But having to work for something to find a replacement, that would not be considered a dove oven.
Is that the first?
Can we learn? What?
Isn't that the first? The Tirkov, which makes
it's Tarum, Tarum, right.
Is right. Not
right. It's only Tarumas, right. Right. It's right. And when we start wearing dove oven, we're going to be discuss much more what falls into the category of dove oven. Okay, now what happens if the Moro finds a replacement? However, the Mora never filled up her playgroup in the first place. Now, we're talking about where Scholes Malach already started. So So there's no Hefsid, there's no Shav Gami or Dov Ovid.
Explain to me the case. The Mora is missing, she's such a short three slots, and you said yes, and then you said no?
And then let's say I backed out in the middle of the year. Let's say Scholes Malach, or there was a king in, and now I back out where I'm Vadi Chayiv, even with there's no Gami, no Dov Ovid, I'm Vadi Chayiv. And so now it's my job to find a replacement. So I want to find a replacement. So I find a replacement. Whatever, there's a replacement. And again, we just said it's not the parents' job to find a replacement. If there's a replacement, the Mora has to find a replacement. Now the Mora finds a replacement. And the Mora says, thank you, this replacement's not for you. This replacement's for me because I'm missing three slots anyways. So this is my replacement. I'm going to take it. So
is saying I would have found this kid anyway.
Right. Yeah, not only right. Even if I wouldn't, thank you. I'm found. Right. So is that a taina? So the MS is the Trumas HaRajman says it is a taina. It was exact case by a Trumas HaRajman, Mirchos Simon Aleph. Yeah, the case like this by a Malamed, where the Malamed was, he was teaching, and one of the kids backed out from him, and the kid timed that he doesn't have to pay because the Rebbe found another replacement. He found a replacement because another child joined the group later on in the year. And the Rajba Paskins, that the parent, the Talmud is still chayef to pay him. And he says, because this Rebbe wasn't limited to how many children he could teach. He never, when they made up the class, they never made up with the parents that it has to be dafka on exactly 10 children. The Rebbe was allowed to be mekabel levi up to a certain number. So therefore, the Rebbe kataka taina that, I'm sorry, that's to my benefit, and it's not yours.
Even now, the parents tell him?
What?
Even if the parent found him, he can still say
you're... Now, if the parent found him, if the parent gave it to the child, that I wouldn't say already. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That's a good child. It's mistaken to say not. It's mistaken to say what?
On finding playgroups, there's no
only if it, somebody.
If you provide a service that does the then you're not. What's the halacha of shatzanos? If you provide a service for someone, you will mishadach them on something that's not normal to charge for. I found you a chair at a kiddush. I can charge
you. It's not a favor that you provide. I'm not regularly saying there. All right, that you do charge because this is in lieu of me paying for my kid. In other words, that's due for the payment. And settling his debt. That is the price. Either
way. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure you want to say Atziyari, but even Atziyari, it wouldn't be as much as a portion of the year. Right? That's more than that amount that commission to take for finding the year is not, you know, that's very little, not much. So I don't know. I would say if the parent gave him the mora wouldn't amount, the parent gave, went ahead and found the kid and gave him to this mora, I would think that's considered a replacement. Too bad, if they found the replacement on their own, that would not be considered a replacement. Raj was talking about a case where the Rebbe was mitzvah, another kid came into the group on his own. Nothing to do with the guy that left. Nothing with the Talmud that left.
Where's the Raj though?
In Miuchoses, Simen Aleph. The question is if you can be dominant in the Nesivis. The Nesivis is, okay, this is a whole other discussion now. I don't know. Do you want to go through? You have time?
What's the Shiloh?
No, the Shiloh's in the Nesivis. The Nesivis really holds like this also. Nesivis has gotten Zion. Says a very, very massive Kiddush. The Nesivis in Siv Zion says that the whole entire Siv base that says that if you find a poyo, if you find out malacha, right? I was mafsi you from before, right? You're able to be in the stack of emish, and now that I took to him, now that Barabbas took the poyo, so he lost out on the work that he could have got. So the mechaber says that if I find you malacha for now, right? Some poto. Zok to nesivis, that's only our poyo, only on a poyo, on a schirayim. We can't work. That's the work at the same time. You can't have both malachas at the same time. However, by a kabbalon, since a kabbalon can take a lot of different work, he doesn't have to do the work at any specific time. I could accept the job from you, and I could accept the job from him. When I finish with your malacha, I'll do his malacha. I could have accepted any jobs, but you finding me more work. The first one doesn't say finding. If I find myself more work, the mechaber says, if I find myself more work, I'm pot than the one that was chayis is potter. Zokta nesivis, that's only by a schiyon, by a kabon, he's chayis. As they pass into nesivis, hocho maisa. However, the Tehila David and the Minchas Pitim, they tain it's mefurish in the kedusha ran and the mukiyos mamish vaker. In the case of Balabayas. In the case of the Chazoris Barabbas, it's Mufurish Faker. In the case of Chazoris Barabbas, when the Barabbas is Chazoris in the Poyo, then it's Yodah HaTachtoinu. Rashi says one of the cases is where the Melacha went down. That Melacha was worth, originally everything was 8, right? And they did half for 4. And now the Melacha went down. So now the Barabbas, when he's Chazor, he can finish off the Melacha with other Poyo for 2, right? And now he says himself, he says himself too, right? He's going to say himself to Zuz. So the halacha of Yodah Tachtoinu is that he has to pay the poyo 6. The poyo gets 6 now. That's the Rashi learns. That's the Hupaskins. The Sma brings that down and says Kotan Tezayin. That's the din Barabbas is choizer in the poyo. That's the case there. So the Rishonim asked, you're on that ask, what do you mean? If the Barabbas is choizer in the poyo, achas chos melacha, he's chayv b'chol schoron. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yongi gets away with 6. He's got to pay the whole thing. He has to pay the whole thing. Kapoya bottle. Zokt in Ran and in Ruki Yosef. You know what the case of the mission is? The case of the mission is we're talking about where the poyo or the carbon found more work. He found work bezoil. So to counter out the loss, So therefore, since he can work now the rest of the job for two, so the Baal Bosa only mechuyif to pay him six. That's from the first round of the Mekiyos. Megal Zokta, Megal Zokta, Zokta Mekiyos, Zokta Mekiyos Pitim, and the Tehillah David, that's Mefurish and Rishonim, negative Nesibs. So it's Pechelok on the Nesibs. Okay, so now we just have to figure out, so this Nesibs is very, it's not Lalochen at the end of the day. The Pechelok on him, he's negative Rishonim. We have to figure out how this does, how does this score? It sounds like the Rajma. The Teretz says this has nothing to do with the Rajma. I'm just going to finish up with this, just so I don't want, this Nesibs is no Shaykh to the Rajma. Because the Rajma is talking about where I'm working the exact same time. I could add someone to my group at the exact same time, mamish. The Nesivis is talking about a kabbal where you're working different times. So the Rishonim say that if you could have worked for me today, and you know, not Adam Choyzer from you, so you could get a different job today. Yeah, of course, sure, you could always add on jobs, but you wouldn't have been able to do it today. Everything would have been backed up. All your new jobs that you would have to, that you're able to take upon yourself and do them when you have time, it's true, but they're all, they, if you would be still working for me, they would all be backed up, and time is worth money, right? So don't tell me that I didn't do you a favor by being backing out. I'm saying not a favor. Don't tell me that I caused you a loss, because when I backed out, you have a loss, and you're saying, oh, the fact that there's another job that you could do now is not in place of that. It is, of course, it's in place of that, because if I would have not backed out, that new job you couldn't have done now, and if you can't do that now, the next job you can't do later, right? So that's why, if you are going to the Sivis, that's the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is that, of course, it's a replacement. Now, shaking in the case of the Rajba, it's not a replacement, because it's all at the exact same time.
Would I have a comma for the job over one day?
What? Well, even if it's one day, it's still different times. You already, no matter what, you're not working at the same time. So you,
yes, that, you can take. You hired him to build you something, and you could have built two at the same for the same project at the same time.
Oh, it's, how do you build it at the same time? How do you do that? It's not possible. I'm saying, so that's what I'm saying. The Nesivis, that's why the Rajma is not a riot in the Nesivis. And the Halacha Maaseh don't pass like the Nesivis. Okay, fine. Yashar Koyach.
Koyach.
Call to him.
You mean if you have other workers, and you have enough workers, you could be working on two projects at the same time. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.